Hi, it's Maureen Sharphouse here of MaureenSharphouse.com, and welcome to the audio version of this blog. How do I do what I do? Living with peace and joy despite chronic pain. How do I do what I do? I'm often asked where my deep contentment comes from. I'm often asked why and how I always have a genuine smile on my face when living with an incurable neurological illness and an intense, relentless discomfort and pain. I must be honest, I can't take all the credit for it. It's not right that I take all the credit for my own serenity. But it is not some new age strategy that I have discovered or created. It is something far, far simpler and so incredibly awesome. It is the result of being deeply connected to the truth of who I am, the preciousness of life, and mindful day-by-day, present-moment, real-life living. It comes down to parking all fear and living with faith and trust, and developing an ever-evolving and deepening working relationship with the bigger presence that's both all around and within me. By that, I mean my ever-deepening working relationship with my God. Now, I use the term my God in a broad collective sense, for I do not personally think it matters what we choose to call the bigger presence, be it God, Lord, Universe, Buddha, Allah, Christ, Divine, Higher Self, Abba, Father, Holy One, Angels. My belief is that we are all sensing and feeling one and the same thing. My God, as is your God, is the divine presence both around us and within. So here I am writing this blog today, safely back home after a 10-day stint in hospital, taking time in my garden to enjoy the spring sunshine and take joy from watching the woodpeckers and squirrels helping themselves to peanuts on the bird feeder. I'm enjoying the cool breeze in my hair, the warmth of the sun, the beauty, the peace all around me. Today is a new day. And for that, I am so grateful. With this new day comes new moments, fresh thoughts, opportunities, ideas, rewards, learnings, and gifts. This day brings a deep contentment. It brings inner peace, love, and warmth to me. It is strange to think, despite all my intense physical pain and challenges, that I can feel so comforted within. It's magical, really. Somewhat mysterious. So beautiful and so precious. It is how I function, how I keep on going despite having the most awful burning nerve pain, muscle atrophy and spasms, lack of ability to keep solid food down as the dark passengers on board. It's what allows me to smile and to feel blessed. It's what allows me to remain true to me, true to my higher being, and true to the joy within and my core essence. The divine is within me always. My God lives within me, just as I live within him. I hope that what I've shared with you today in this vlog allows you to more deeply connect with the beauty that's all around you and the divine that is within you also. Namaste, my friend. In truth and love, may you always know that not everything in your life needs to be perfect for you to access a deeper peace and more joyful living. To see the beauty and preciousness of life, feel whole and complete. Thank you for listening to the audio version of this blog. You will always also find the written version of this blog on my website at www.maureensharphouse.com/blog. Please note that this blog in audio or written version is copyrighted material. Is for your personal use, and if you wish to use the content of this anywhere apart from your own personal use, then please kindly, out of respect, drop me an email and ask my permission first. You can always contact me at maureen@maureensharphouse.com, and I will always respond to every email and genuine inquiry I receive. Take care, be you, be happy, be awesome. Till next blog time, have a most wonderful day.